Hello everyone, I am Dr. C.J. Varghese, welcoming all of you to the Global GNM Health Tips Day 232. We have started discussion on an important set of tissues that have got significant functions of biting and chewing, that is dentin and jaw bones. Being originated from the new mesoderm and controlled from the cerebral medulla, their primary conflict theme is self-devaluation conflict. As a specific case, we saw yesterday that the biological conflict linked to the dentin is not being able to bite, both literally or figuratively. Today we are continuing our discussion regarding the SBS of dentin and jaw bones. When we consider different teeth that are affected, GNM gives different shades of the same bite conflict linked to them depending on how the individual perceives the conflict situation and what exactly is the specific function of the affected teeth. For example, if we divide the whole teeth into three and take the front teeth or incisors, their related conflict is not being able to bite, to snap at someone or show one's teeth because they are used for biting or cutting the food. The corner teeth are known as canines and they are used for gripping and tearing food. So, the specific bite conflict would be not being allowed to snatch a person. Similarly, when we consider teeth at the back, also called molar teeth, used for crushing and chewing food, the related conflicts can be expressed as not being allowed to crunch or grind an opponent, to chew him up or spit him out. The sides of the teeth or jaw going to be affected with these biological conflicts are determined by the person's biological handedness and whether the conflict is mother-child or partner-related. Now, we are moving on to learn the important medical conditions related to the biological special program of dentin and jaw bones. First, as in the case of any other tissue derived from the new mesoderm and controlled from the cerebral medulla, during conflict active phase, there is cell loss or necrosis. In the case of dentin, there is the formation of holes in the teeth known as cavities. Essentially, the dentin cavities are painless, but if they progress to the level of pulp, the exposure of the pulp can cause sensitivity and pain to hot, cold, sweet or sour foods and drinks. Because they are painless, they may be detected only by an X-ray. But with long-standing conflict activity and subsequent destruction of the dentin, the tooth may break. If the blood supply to the pulp is affected, the tooth may get rotten from within also. Here, we should have a number of thoughts against the teachings of the conventional medicine about the caries of teeth, whether occur in dentin or enamel. They say that the decaying of teeth is related to food or drink one takes. Also, they allege it to excess of sweets one takes, or to lack of dental hygiene like regular brushing of teeth with artificial dental creams to remove the remnants of food from mouth. They have succeeded to make the whole humanity of the present day believe that it is the decayed food items remaining on teeth and the microorganisms working on it that cause caries of teeth. Only GNM teaches us that it has a psychic component, and it is during conflict activity that the holes or cavities can be formed in dentin of teeth. This can be proved by detecting impacts of bite conflicts in the corresponding brain control centers of the dentin. For example, if the bite conflict is related to mother-child with affection of the left teeth, dentin and jawbone, the brain relay can be detected in the right cerebral medulla. Similarly, if there is self-devaluation and bite conflict related to mother-child, the left jawbone also can have decalcification during conflict activity. With the prolonged conflict activity and decalcification of jaw bones, the neck of the corresponding tooth gets visibly longer, followed by receding of gums and looseness and instability of teeth. As a consequence, the gums can bleed easily with tears on it. This should be differentiated from the gum diseases like tooth abscesses or gingivitis that occur during the program of mouth submucosa or mouth surface mucosa. Periodontitis is a condition where the periodontal structure gets degenerated. Friends, here we break and we will continue tomorrow with the healing phase symptomatology of the program of the dentin and jaw bones. With best wishes, I am Dr. C.J. Varghese from Kerala, India.